According to a national survey by the Cohen Veterans Network, 49% of veterans feel uncomfortable when thanked for their service. I'm one of that percentage. I'm one of those veterans. I think the prevailing meta-narrative about military service is people do it for deeply rooted patriotic reasons, a desire to serve, and that what they take from the experience is a lot of pride, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of excitement about their experiences. But the truth is, for many veterans, and I never claim to speak for all of them, other than myself, is complicated. I joined the Marine Corps in 2001. I was a deeply undisciplined, unmotivated young man. I graduated with the lowest GPA possible. My guidance counselor told me, it seems hard to believe, but you can graduate with a sub-2. Yeah. So I was looking for some adventure. I was looking for some excitement. I wanted an opportunity. I had a lot of friends joining the military. I really wasn't interested in the Air Force or Navy. I did talk to the Army recruiter, but I felt I'd do my due diligence, and I met the Marine recruiter. Imagine me, much shorter, mop top, hemp necklace, tie-dye t-shirt. He thought it was very funny, too, that I was talking to him. He handed me his card and said, only give me a call if you think you have what it takes. I joined the Marine Corps because I don't like jerks. But truly, I knew nothing about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to go down to Parris Island, South Carolina, where the Marine Corps trains. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go home. Very quickly, you learn you're not going home. The quickest way off the island is to graduate. So I'm like, shit, I guess I'm going to be a Marine. I graduated boot camp on August 24th, 2001. I joined the reserves because I wanted to go to college. Of course, you will remember a couple of weeks later, 9/11 happened, and that changed my entire paradigm and worldview. It felt really kind of ridiculous to be in the Marine Corps part-time as a reservist after the Twin Towers fell, so I volunteered for any duty I could find. My first job was a recruiter's aide. I recruited two young men in particular who are no longer alive. One of them was going to join anyway. One of them, I recruited him into the Marine Corps, and he's no longer alive. I wound up deploying a couple times. My second deployment, I did civil affairs. What that is nation building. The military has some hyper-functional definition about minimizing the impact of military operations on the civilian population. So what did that mean? I was there in 2004. If you remember, there were some Blackwater contractors who hung on the bridge. It started a big battle, the first battle of Fallujah. So we would work with the local hospital to make sure they were resupplied. We would escort humanitarian convoys in the city, and it was terrifying. Rockets, mortars, snipers, dealing with that all the time. I did get sent out to the western part of the country on the Syrian border as a combat replacement, and every day just felt like a macabre lottery. I know people who got shrapnel in their butt, bullets shot off, buttons shot off their sleeves. You know, I'm going east one day, I'm going west one other day, and the people going west are not lucky. When I came home, I was deeply disturbed. It was bizarre going, the reality of being a Marine reservist is you go from Fallujah to being a waiter at Chili's. Yeah, which is kind of hard to do, right? Like, hey there, folks, how are you? Would you like a Presidente margarita? I've had a few, they're really good. Deep depression, hard to get out of bed, numbness, that's the thing I remember most experiencing. That was a shock to me. I know I'm short with red hair, but I'm very Italian. I love to host, I love meeting with people, and I couldn't feel the same. I just didn't have the same sort of emotion. And a lot of self-medicating, drinking way too much, feeling suicidal. But I didn't want to kill myself, even though I did have an attempt. After several years of that, which, you know, embarrassed to say, I just truly don't remember, survived on a razor's edge, I got really into writing. Writing was a way of kind of self-reflection, self-therapy, making meaning of where I had been, what I had done, and reflecting upon that and creating narrative, meaning-making. I got pretty serious about it. I went to grad school. At Hopkins, I met a retired soldier who had the ideal of taking what we were learning in class and giving it back to veterans and their families as a service. His quote, which we both leaned into as part of our healing, is either you control your story or your story controls you. I taught writing for most of a decade at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center as part of an expressive arts therapy program. And that was actually a prompt we used for the service members who all had post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. It was called Thank You for Your Service. Reflect, write for 10 minutes on what this means to you. When I look back on my time in the Marines, I'm filled with a mixture of pride, shame, and embarrassment. Pride, I really do believe. You know, people like me, most service members did what we were asked to do and tried our best. Nation building doesn't work. You can't go somewhere and mess up the place and be friends with everybody, no matter what the intentions are. That's part of my shame. I have to reconcile that I volunteered to be part of a war that did not make America or the world safer. And that's a very insular viewpoint. Not to mention the impact of the Iraqis, the Afghans, the region, and hundreds of thousands of people displaced, tens of thousands of people dead. So, when people thank me for my service, which I truly do believe comes from a well-intentioned place, it doesn't leave the area for a conversation, for a story that can really resonate and have impact. I think the meta-narratives exist for a reason, probably rooted in some truth. There are probably many vets who serve their country very proudly and are very proud of it and don't have the same sort of complicated things, but it's a very human experience to have served. And the military doesn't decide what it does. It's our elected leaders who make those decisions. Never going to look for sympathy, empathy. I'm looking for atonement, which I'm probably never going to find. But I appreciate this opportunity to come up here to talk about perceptions and overcoming them, and hopefully asking that if you do meet a vet, thank them, sure, but ask them about their experience and how they are.